Hi, Chuck. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. I'm part of your current marketing team, and they asked me to give you a shout and see what's going on about the call tracking number.
Yeah, it's part about that.
Well, each and every single account that comes here at Local Splash that, you know, when we call out to secure you guys for first page placement, it includes a call tracking number that's Google endorsed and comes directly from Google and exceeds all of Google's guidelines. So it allows us and as well as you to track all of the calls that are coming in from the online marketing, but most importantly, it allows us to eliminate the spam and robocalls.
Yeah.
Right. So I was asked to kind of like call and speak with you regarding that because you had some apprehension towards giving that a shot.
I do. I've had pings in the past that didn't work out when I had a call tracking number.
Okay. But were they Google partners? Was it Google endorsed call tracking number?
It's not the point. The point is that if something falls apart between us and now I don't have my numbers out there and what happened before.
Oh, we restore everything back. If there's something that happens, we don't leave you just flapping in the wind, Charles.
That number's out there, and they can't find my number. And if you put that number out there that was attached to me before, and what happened before, they did me wrong on an advertisement, so got out of it, but my number is still out there. So what happened? People call that number, and like, well, we have another blind company. They get the number too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. We don't do that because this is a Google endorsed number and we are a Google Premier partner. So we're held to different standards. I definitely hear you. You had a bad experience with a call tracking number before, but unfortunately, you know, that's just not the situation here. These are the guidelines that are given to us directly by Google as one of their partners. We're not willing to, compromise our integrity to do you dirty, basically, you know, if something were to ever happen where the relationship wasn't able to sustain, we return everything back. I mean, you still have full access over everything because you're the owner of the Google business profile. We're simply managers.
Right. Yep.
Right.
So the number that I get, it would never go to another blind company.
No, it would never go to another blind company. I promise you that. Absolutely not. In fact, if the relationship ended for whatever reason. If that's the case, then that number is actually disabled for 2 years. Like no company can take it because of things like that. And we're held to different standards, but I understand why you would be hesitant in it. However, I want you to rest assured that say something happened where we weren't able to continue the relationship. As an owner of the Google business profile, you have the ability to go in and change any information on there yourself. So it's not like we're going to hold your listing hostage or anything like that. We would change the information back to how you wanted it before we ended the relationship. But in addition to that, if you were hesitant about that or you were unsure if that was actually going to happen, you could actually do it yourself too.
Yep. All right.
So you're good to move forward with it?
Yeah, good.
Awesome. All right, and I'm going to send you a text with my direct extension as well, Charles. If you have any other questions, any other concerns, you can call me directly. I am Evan's supervisor, so I do have the answer to all your questions, and I'm able to take good care of you, okay?
Okay, and thanks for giving me a call, and reinsurance, too. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Text. What's our next step to keep moving forward?
Gotcha. What's the next step? Let me see where we're at. Okay. Okay. So let me go ahead and schedule the onboarding. Let me go ahead and so they can finish that up with you. What time are you available, hon?
Monday.
Monday is the best time that you're available. Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. What time on Monday?
Like 2:00 Eastern.
You got it. I'm going to lock you in right now and I'll be the one to call and introduce you to the onboarding agent. We'll do a warm handoff. Okay.
Answer me this if you don't mind. I was supposedly had purchased like a Google partnership.
You had yourself?
Yes.
With who?
A guy that was doing a website for me, and we had this other work stuff going on. But the reason questioned it, but he was selling them and got it. So I don't know how to find out if it was true information or not.
Okay, so you can't just purchase a Google partnership. The way a Google partnership works is Google hand selects the companies that they choose to partner with. And that's not to say that they can't or won't partner with you, but they only partner with people who are paying them for Google Ads, and that is in, that's a minimum requirement, and that's in the thousands of dollars. So that would be done directly between you and Google. I'm going to say, I mean, I don't know for sure because I just can't say that for sure, but I would say probably that it's not, that's not legitimate.
Okay. All right. That's just a question.
Yeah.
So I've got somebody built my website a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm paying them a fee right now.
Okay.
All right. Then I've also paid, and then next, somebody built me a website and they end up taking my code out of my website, both websites.
Oh crap!
So
okay,
so, but I'm still paying them, like I got it back.
Okay,
I'm paying them like $150 a month.
Okay,
I pay Google for another fee.
Okay,
so I've got four different places I'm paying fees to.
Okay. So let me ask you this: the website that you currently have, do you love the way that website looks?
No, it's so old.
You don't like it. Okay, so we've already included a free website for you.
Okay, no, awesome.
Yeah, so during that onboarding call, what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead, and if you have access to your domain, then we can write the content to, which, I mean, I can imagine why those blind guys, oh, your logo is so cute. I love your logo.
Thank you.
Super catchy. Okay.
Those are blind guys, see?
Yeah, they sure are blind guys. You should put glasses on them because they're blind.
No. Those are blind guys. Just go there. You put there. I didn't go there.
They're dark. Well, I wear glasses, and I, you know, so it's fine. As long as you have access to your domain, we can write the content directly to your domain for you, hun. That's not a problem.
I have like four domains. Five.
Okay.
One of them is somebody that does it closest to what I do in my area.
Mm-hmm.
I own their.com.
Okay.
And I have another one that is, it's called JacksonvilleBlindShutters.com. There's a company called Jacksonville Blind and Shutters. They have their .net because I got their .com.
Okay.
Is there any way we could get that out there and make it work too, for me too?
Well, we only write the content to one domain because having multiple domains can actually hurt your ranking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll have them review with you what's the best options while they're doing the client onboarding, and I'll let them know that during client onboarding, and we'll get y'all shored up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay? All right.
Okay.
My pleasure. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.